This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Class, if you have a concern about your drain pipes freezing or your toilet freezing, let's say you decide to close off part of your house because it just is so hard to heat. It's so expensive to heat houses with the energy costs and the rising electric costs. Here's what you can do. Now, this is just for the drain pipe. So I'm talking about the drain under your sink and your toilet. You can mix some salt. I'm talking about just common table salt. I wouldn't use the pink stuff. I wouldn't use the good stuff. I would just use the plain old white stuff. And let's say take a tablespoon of salt, mix it with a small amount of water, and then pour it down the drain. Now, it's corrosive. So if you have brass plumbing, brass drain plumbing, old drain plumbing, it could corrode it and make a hole in it. But if you have plastic plumbing, it's nothing to worry about. Okay? So that's something that you can do for plastic plumbing. If you have a swimming pool and you lower the water level below the skimmer because you don't want the skimmer to freeze. Here's what I did when we had a swimming pool. We had an in-ground swimming pool. I would take half-inch pipe insulation, the kind that's kind of a cell foam. Usually it's brown or black, and you can get it at the big box home improvement stores, about 4 feet long. What I would do is I'd take the half-inch size, and I would shove it down the skimmer plumbing. And I'd leave enough of it sticking up, and I'd bend it over so that it wouldn't slip down into the plumbing. And I'd make sure that I didn't turn the pump on and suck that pipe insulation down through the return plumbing. You can do that. And if you have 4 feet of it, you can leave about a foot of it sticking out. You have 3 feet going down into the ground, and that will protect the pipes from freezing because the water in there will try to compress that foam, and it can. So you won't be likely to break your plumbing in your pool. So those are just two tips that I have. They're in the book that I'm writing. So simple things about the way I do things. Rich Sheehan, we talked about stores closing. Well, here's some numbers. These are the numbers from Business Insider. Here are the retail stores closing in 2019. Here we go. Payless Shoes, 2,500 stores. Gymboree, 805. Shopko, 251. Performance Bicycle, 102. Charlotte Russe, 94. Sears, 70. Destination Maternity, 67. Kmart, 50. Christopher & Banks, 40. Beauty Brands, 25. Henry Bendel, 23. Lowe's, let me say it a different way, Lowe's. Who would ever think that a home improvement store would be closing stores? And when Lowe's closes one, it's a big one. 20. Macy's, 9. J. Crew, 7. Kohl's, 4. Nordstrom, 3. J.C. Penney, also known as J.C. Penney. 2. Lord & Taylor. Now, this one breaks my heart. Lord & Taylor. 2. Because when I was growing up, there was a gal by the name of Mrs. Meeks. And Mrs. Meeks worked at Lord & Taylor. And when I was 2, 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, she remembered me. And she took care of me all the way through, through grammar school, probably through much of high school. Because Vinny was skinny and he was hard to fit. And those were the days when a person was a career salesperson. Sears had career salespeople. So if you went to the paint department at Sears, you'd see the same guy over and over and over for years. I'm not talking about months. I'm talking years. Actually, decades. Same thing with Lord & Taylor. Had people who knew their business, who knew the products, who could take care of their customers and provide advice and counsel. Not anymore. Not anymore. You go to Home Depot or you go to Lowe's and you ask them a question, you'll probably end up educating them because they know less than you do. They don't even know where it is, let alone what it is. Do you have one of these? I don't know. What is it? That's what you're going to get if you go to one of those big box stores like Lowe's or Home Depot. At least I do. Maybe I'm the only one that happens to. Just ask them if they know where their anode rods are for their water heaters. And you'll probably get, what's an anode rod? Rich Eben?
Well, yeah, we have definitely entered a plutocracy where the super wealthy class is controlling everything, or trying to, governments, corporations, information, who wins, who loses, everything. But there is an article here that the U.S. Army takes 50 tons of gold from Syria in an alleged deal with ISIS. So why can't we use that to build our wall? See, the problem is there's so many things that suggestions and ideas and solutions that we come up with just on this show that doesn't get discussed and doesn't get to Trump because he's so guarded in the White House. You know, all we have to do, just regarding the wall, where the little guy has no protections or rights or restitution of the law, Trump wants a wall, as the majority of Americans do, because the wall offers the little guy some protection. But all we need to do is to create two laws. One, lawyers and judges who lobbied or voted for no vetting of illegals get stripped of all wealth and assets and gives it to the families who have lost loved ones to murder, rape, and have been hooked on drugs, since 90% of most of those drugs come through the southern border. And two, 15 years in USA paying taxes before you get on food stamps and welfare. You have to put into the kitty to get into it. If you put that in the law, okay, the 63% that goes into food stamps and welfare would not have that option. So it's just we need to change our way of thinking on how we live. We need to not be the silent majority anymore. We need to speak up. We need all the lambs to become lions. And we need to read up, research up, and speak up in that order, or else we're going to lose our country. So, Vince, I do want to mention one other thing. For you listeners who are Candace Owen fans and Dinesh D'Souza fans, they did such a great job at Blexit. It's actually on YouTube. Before it gets taken down, I'm sure it will. Blexit, B-L-E-X-I-T, that's where Candace Owens are getting black and Hispanics to leave the Democrat plantation. And Dinesh D'Souza explains things so well, as does Carol Swain from Prager University, on the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. He explains how the KKK was the Democrats. He explains how all the slave owners, all the Democrats and not Republicans. And he has a lot of great objective facts, which really puts things in perspective because of the propaganda, lies, and false flags that we're getting from the mainstream media. I know I went off to a few tangents there, Vince, but I just wanted to mention those things. Vince?
Okay. There's over 30,000 pounds of ground beef that are recalled over hard plastic and metal contamination. A customer complained, Washington beef, that's Washington, like George Washington beef, LLC is recalling ground beef chubs produced on December 27, 2018. And this beef, this ground beef, has a user freeze by date of January 20th, 2019. That's 24 days after the beef was produced. So it's produced in December 27th, and on January 20th, it has a use or freeze by date. That's a long time. It's 24 days. Well, 60 days, actually over 60 days from the date of the production of this beef, an article comes out saying that there is fears of plastic, hard plastic, and metal contamination in the beef. And one more time, it is, the company is Washington Beef LLC. And the date that you have to be concerned about is the use or freeze by date of January 20th, 2019. So if you have that, what do you do? I would certainly bring it back. But what's the likelihood that you're going to have it? That'd be pretty low. Because most people will have eaten it already. So the recall is after it's consumed. Now think about that. What we try to do here at the farm, if we buy beef, we freeze it. And we keep the label. So we keep it for a while so that we hear about things like this. Now what is it that could cause plastic, hard plastic, or metal being in the beef? Well, that's pretty easy. The machinery that's used to grind the beef, that could have come apart. Could have come apart, destroyed itself, I'm talking about the machinery, in the grinding process, and it's in the beef. Now, how is it possible that it wasn't seen? Did the guy who is in charge of loading the beef into the grinding machine, you know, not notice when they cleaned it at the end of the day? Wait a minute. You know, half of this auger is missing. I wonder where. Joe, did you see the other half of this auger? It looks like it's missing. Where is it? How is it possible that people who are in the production of these products don't see this? Or did they see it and go to the supervisor and say, hey, boss, I don't know where the other half of this auger is, but it's not here anymore. You think it might be in with the beef? You think it might have ground itself up? Think it's in this plastic? What, there used to be a plastic tub. Do you think that got ground up too? Do you think that went in with the beef? And then did the boss sit on it? Or did the boss go to his boss and say, Mr. President of the beef company, we seem to have lost a tub that we put beef in, and it looks like the auger's half gone. What should we do? Well, don't do anything, because otherwise we'll have a recall. Is that what happened? I don't know. But those answers seem likely to me.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A couple days ago, we had a massive, massive tornado in Alabama. At least 23 were killed. There's a certainty that the death toll will rise. I looked at the images on the internet of this tornado. I was at the Joplin tornado years ago, the day after it happened. I got a chance to see what it was really like. It was devastating. It looked like buildings were just swept away. I was standing on this concrete pad. It was like 24 feet by 24 feet. And it was just, it looked like somebody just poured that. It was washed clean. It looked like that would be a, you know, the place where they were going to put a basketball goal and shoot some hoops. And I talked to the owner of the property. He said, yeah, that's where his garage was. That's what I saw on these images of the tornado of just a couple days ago that ripped through Alabama. Here's the point. These storms are so strong, they can take a building away. Mobile homes were destroyed, absolutely blown apart. Houses, roofs were ripped off them. The official report so far says that the path of destruction was 24 miles long and about a mile wide on Alabama Highway 51. It was the deadliest tornado since the F5 ripped through Moore, Oklahoma and killed 24 people in 2013. It's extremely serious. So, class, here's the point. This is a broadcast about preparedness. If you think there's a possibility that a tornado can come your way, how about considering a house with a basement? How about that? That's probably one of the single best things you can do. There are images of cars being picked up. There are images of billboards being blown miles. There are images of debris. It looks like houses went through a lawnmower and coming out the discharge chute of a lawnmower. That's what houses look like. They were shredded as if they were put through a lawnmower and scattered all around. If you're in a mobile home and you're taking shelter and that mobile home gets thrown or shredded, how can you survive that? Where are you going to go? You need to have some kind of a shelter. Now, some people would, you know, buy one of these storm shelters and have an excavator come and dig a hole in the ground and bury most of it. If you're going to buy a home, I suggest you consider one with a basement. And if it has a basement, make sure it's not at the bottom of the hill where the basement's going to flood, if there's a flood. Look around before you buy a house. Look at what are the threats? Are there electromagnetic towers? Are there power lines? Are there transformers? Is there a nuclear reactor? Is there a chemical company? Is there a dam uphill? Are you in Tornado Alley? We're in Tornado Alley here at our farm. So what do? We built a stone farmhouse. That'll help. A basement will help. You might want to consider that. And figure out if you have a way out of the basement should the house collapse on you. Do you have the tools, the crowbars, the levers, the hydraulic jacks, the things that you might need to get yourself out? And you might plan on the cell phones not working or the electricity not working, because right now there are about 40,000 people in this area of destruction in Alabama who don't have electricity. 170 mile an hour winds. Pretty terrifying. I lived through an earthquake. It was pretty scary. Where do you go? When the ground is shaking, where do you go? Do you move to the left, the right, forward, backward? Do you go in the house? Do you go out of the house? Where do you go? That's even worse in a tornado. Rich Sheeman, I'll be right back after these bottom of the hour commercial announcements. And I'm looking forward to hearing what Rich Sheeman has to say. Off-grid, Montana.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee sending the White House a massive request for documents this week. The Democrats on the panel say it's related to possible abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Now, President Trump is slamming the investigation, tweeting this morning that the Democrats on the committee have gone stone cold crazy, arguing innocent people are being investigated and that the U.S. House is going to get nothing else done for the country. In Lee County, Alabama, 23 people confirmed dead from Sunday tornadoes, victims ranging in age from 6 to 90. Sheriff Jay Jones.
the loss of life and the hurt, the pain that these families are going through. Words cannot express.
Dozens are still missing from what's already the deadliest breakout of tornadoes in the nation since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich even talked about Tommy Robinson and Panorama, the documentary. So link, if you'd like to watch it, at USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com, page number 1. I posted it during the break. Rich Even?
Yeah, well, thanks, Vince. I just want to make a couple comments on what you said about meats and tornadoes. First of all, what I read a lot of people are doing who might not be able to afford a basement or they have a water table issue is burying septic tanks, which comes in all sizes. Now, obviously, you want to use one that hasn't been, you want to use a new one and one that hasn't been used in the past for waste, but it can actually add value, especially if you're living in a trailer park and you have a very little yard. And I know this because I've lived in a trailer park for years when I first started building my equity in New York State. And obviously, obviously we don't have tornado issues there, but there was plenty of room to bury a septic tank, and that's just one way to go, especially if you have a little extra land that you own and you don't rent. And regarding the meat situation, there's so many other things besides what you mentioned about this recall for meat. There's also red dye. Now the FDA is approving non-meat grown in lab, which is sold in restaurants, which looks like meat and tastes like meat. There's also steroids, hormones, antibiotics, GMO foods, pesticide-fed cattle, cloning livestock, modified proteins, enzymes, in so many foods. And now a really big thing is nanotechnology. And I will just read one paragraph from an article I have here. We all have enough experience with today's viral pirates who are openly colluding with the USDA, FDA, and anyone else in government, like Dirty Harry, in quotes, Reed from Nevada, Democrat, who single-handedly and unanimously cast the one vote needed to pass the fake food safety bill, to know that food safety and longer shelf life is most likely not what this nanotechnology, or this technology, pardon me, is actually intended to do. As it is, most products on the shelves of stores now are so chemically laden and contain so much GMO that I doubt spoilage is an option. After all, can chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides actually rot? And that's the there's a whole article here, but nanotechnology is getting to be a big issue where they can actually feed you sawdust bread and it can fool your taste buds. You actually think you're eating something totally different. So, and this is one of the reasons why I mentioned that movie with Sidney Poitier and The Simple Life of Noah Dearborn. I recommend everybody. It's very relaxing. It's a great movie. It's a movie about sharing skill sets, helping others, living off-grid, and living simple, just like the title says. But if we could all buy ourselves a little piece of land instead of going into debt for a cookie-cutter subdivision follower house in a in a metropolitan area where you have so many covenants and laws that you don't even have freedoms and liberties, well, look at going into the country and buying a little piece of land and actually becoming more self-sufficient. I guarantee you one thing, your happiness will increase dramatically. So think about doing that, folks. Think about what it takes. Think about going in with neighbors and friends and family and maybe buying a bigger piece of land and all sharing it and basically sharing skill sets and cross-training and basically pioneering and homesteading a piece of land. That was one of the most exciting adventures that I've had here in Montana, was pioneering and homesteading land. And I think everybody should experience that at least once in their life. It was just so much fun. I put my log cabin where I want, my barn where I want, my garden where I want, my fences where I want. I cut down trees that I need for heat, living off-grid, making electricity. I've only had to run my generator one time since the third week of January this year because we've had so much sun this year. And I might not have even had to do it that day because it was a real sunny day. So it's just fun living off-grid. It's fun homesteading. We need to get our adventure shtick back, if you will, because now in America, 90% of Americans don't move outside of 150 miles of where they grew up. You know, the go west young man metaphor, the adventures that our pioneers and homesteaders had, is being lost. And we need to get that back. We need to take risks. We need to have fun in nature and create a balance between nature and technology. We are really losing that, especially with our youth. The technology imbalance that they have has gone way past the law of diminishing returns. And we have to relearn those lost 19th century skills. Not forgetting 21st century technology, but we have to go back in time a little bit because the units of measure of despair and skill sets are leaving the American people in droves. Vince?
You know, as you're saying this, I'm looking out the window of the studio. I'm looking at the farm, and right outside the studio window is a herd of cows, and they are eating some hay that Mrs. Finelli and our son unrolled for them this morning. The hay is unrolled in 5 foot wide strips, and the herd of cows just gently eating, and it's just a wonderful thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can see out the studio windows, nothing but trees, fields, cows. It's an experience that I don't think most people can imagine. There's no horns, no sirens, no helicopters. You know, every once in a while we have that. Every once in a while we'll have an airplane fly over. But there's no roaring engines. It's really a peaceful lifestyle. But I've got to tell you, when you were talking about, you know, doing what you have done, the term that I've been using came to my mind, and that is make your own mistakes. And I've been advising people for, well, actually over the 8 years that we've been broadcasting, but I've been saying, why don't you consider making your own mistakes? Rich Sheban, you've made your own mistakes, and we've made our own mistakes. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a positive way. And here's what I'm saying. Rich, you designed your cabin. You wanted it the way you wanted it to be for your lifestyle. You didn't buy someone else's mistakes. You decided you were going to do it the way you wanted it. And we did the same thing here in our farm in Missouri. We built our house the way we wanted. We put the kitchen cabinets the way we wanted. We picked where the refrigerator would go, where the island would go, where the appliances would go. We picked the layout of the farm. We picked the style of the exterior. We picked the beams. We picked the type of insulation. We picked the wiring. We built this house. We made our own mistakes, and there are darn few of them. Because we looked at all the other buildings, all the other houses we've been in. And I've got to tell you, that even the ones we've owned, not one of them was right. Not one. They all suffered from major, major mistakes. You know, like, for example, we bought a house in Virginia. It's a really nice house. The guy used Masonite siding. And it started falling apart from moisture. He was a builder. He was the premier builder in the area. And this was his house. He used Masonite siding. I remember calling the CEO of Masonite. It was good-looking siding, no question about it. It was beaded lap siding. It looked extraordinary. And I remember calling the CEO and saying, you know, I just put my finger through the side of my house. How long is this stuff supposed to last? And he said, no, 25 years. And I said, okay, so you sell us this temporary siding? 25 years for siding is ridiculous. Who would build a house thinking that their siding would only last 25 years? That's what's happening. So why would you buy... I made that mistake. I didn't realize that Masonite siding lasted 25 years. We had to re-side the house. He put a roof on it with 215-pound shingles. The shingles didn't last very long. Why would you put a roof on that is so expensive in labor and not use the best shingles you could get? Why not do that? It might cost 20% more. Why not do that? So I suggest, class, that you take into consideration all the things you've learned and then learn more and then build your own. Make your own mistakes. And you'll probably be a lot happier with very, very few mistakes. But if you're going to build a house, I suggest you take time off from work and stay on site during the entire duration that the workmen are there. Because you might see things like cut off pieces of wood being used as backfill against your basement. You know, what are we going to do with all these cut off little pieces of wood? Too hard to burn them, right? Can't use them, right? Can't save them, right? Can't put them in a fireplace, right? Can't put them in a wood stove, right? So let's just, you know what we'll do? We'll put them in the backfill around the basement, around those concrete block walls or poured concrete walls. You know what happens next? Termites. Termites find the wood and they go, this is great. This is great. And then they start climbing up the basement walls and then they invade your house. Why? Because the workmen and the contractors were too lazy to dispose of the wood better. Like maybe put it in a pile and have somebody who has a fireplace burn it in the fireplace, or you use it in your fireplace since you paid for all that wood anyway, or your wood stove. Make your own mistakes, class. But I got to tell you, no one whom I've talked to, no one whom I've counseled, no one whom I've driven around and shown has done it. No one. No one has made his own mistakes or her own mistakes. What they do is they buy other people's mistakes. And they think it's easier. That's too hard to make your own mistakes. Too hard to build your own house. Too hard to be your own contractor. Too hard to hire a contractor. Too hard to pick plans out. So they buy other people's mistakes.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Clarence, I always get a smile when I think of this gentleman. He's a USA Prepares instructor, George in New Hampshire. Welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Rich. I just wanted to weigh in. Hi, Rich. I just wanted to weigh in on your mention about that siding that deteriorated rapidly, and it was supposed to last 25 years. There's one thing that keeps coming up, and I always forget when I'm talking to you, is that price versus cost. And I'll give you an analogy. Most everybody listening has a vehicle of some sort. Now, the paper air filters that are replaced every 12, 15,000, maybe a little more miles, say they cost $15 a piece. There's a K and N. K is in Karen, the plus sign, and N is in Nancy, air filters. And they're guaranteed for a million miles. They might go for $50 on average. Now, you can buy a paper filter that's going to get thrown into a landfill, you know, maybe within 15,000 miles or less. Or you could get this air filter that's made out of a heavy cotton duct material that breathes better, makes the engine run smoother, and will last the life of the car, and you can take it out and put it in another similar car, and I've seen people sell them. And you're going to get better gas mileage, too, even if it's an extra mile or so more or two from just being able to get the engine more air, more efficiently in, it's going to run better, and you're not going to be leaning on the gas pedal. And like I say, cost versus price. You can go the cheap way early out. You don't have to go the real Cadillac version, but in other words, for a little, like you said, a little research, a little taking the time, you can invest your money where it's going to get a lot more mileage, literally and figuratively, then you could, and you'll say, well, what does that have to do with what you and Rich were talking about? What I'm just saying is that something like that, if you're going to hold on to the car for six more months, I wouldn't recommend it. But if you're going to hold on to the car for a few years, I'm just saying the same thing with the house, if you put decent siding on it. That's all I wanted to say.
George, it's in the book.
It is. Okay.
I haven't published the book yet, but yes, that's in there. And you can get a K&N brand. We have a 1994 Chevy Turbo Diesel Blazer. It's got one in it. Got a 1994 Suburban Diesel. It's got one in it. The Jeep, it's got one in it. My old Mercedes 1996 has one in it. My Chevy pickup truck has one in it. Dodge Cummins Turbo Diesel has one in it. All of our vehicles have K&N air filters or their equivalent. Every one. And yeah, they're about $50. And, you know, our Dodge has almost 400,000 miles on it. How many air filters would we have purchased for 400,000 miles? compared to $50 for that K&N air filter.
Yep. You would have been, and, in 150,000 miles, you would have bought 10, and it probably would have cost you like a couple of $100 right there, right?
Right. Right.
No, I'm that, sorry. And, I never heard you mention the K&N air filters, but I may not have been listening on that particular time. But
since you mentioned this, and since this is a preparedness broadcast, here's what I do. I have a parts washer, and what this thing is a 30-gallon barrel with a sink on top of it and a pump that pumps diesel fluid or diesel engine oil. And I use that as a solvent. I clean the air filters with that. I'm talking about the K&N type air filters. And then what I use to re-oil them, I don't use the K&N oil. I use bar chain oil for a chainsaw that has TAC in it, tack. So it's slightly more sticky than, let's say, a 30-weight oil.
Now you spray it on, right?
No, I drizzle it on.
Ah, okay.
Now, you can get a gallon of this bar chain oil for a chainsaw at any of the, you know, any place that would sell a chainsaw. And it is tacky. It's kind of like honey mixed with oil. But it's not honey. It's very tacky. And it attracts the particles, the dust particles, even better than, let's say, 30-weight oil or the spray that comes with the K&N.
You can also wash the filter in just a 5-gallon container of hot water and warm water and soap, and just let it air dry. And then before you apply, like you said, the oil.
Yeah.
I just wanted to weigh in on that, but I appreciate your time and I appreciate your program. And you too, Rick.
Thank you, George.
Bye bye.
Yeah, George, we've got to come on and talk about guns. Yeah. Yeah. Let's have George come back on and talk about guns. Rich Even, thank you so much for being with us and dispensing your wealth of knowledge. 2 hours goes by very, very quickly. Class
Guys,
above
thank
all.
Thank you for having me, Vince. Always a pleasure.
Oh, you bet. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.